The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
You can't be unaware that industrial action by IALPA pilots at Aer Lingus is underway as the Labour Court last ditch attempt to resolve the issue between the two parties came to an inconclusive end yesterday. An indefinite work to rule began at midnight as part of their ongoing pay dispute. Our reporter, Stephanie Roan, is at Dublin Airport and she joins me now. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Stephanie, I assume there are worried passengers, worried as much about how to get back as how to get out.
Well, it's very, very calm so far this morning. I'm here in Terminal 2 and I'm in the Aer Lingus section at Dublin Airport. It's really, really, really busy. It's been described as the first wave of the morning, so a lot of Americans around. It's extremely busy. But it's all very calm and controlled so far. I've been going around chatting to a few people jetting off. And what they've been telling me is most of them, it's very much the first day of industrial action. So everyone was aware of it. They were able to change their flights. Yes, they were discommoded. You know, some people were flying out a day earlier, some a day later and things like that. But everyone's like, no, we knew in plenty of time. We got a text from the airline, so we're fine about it. We've made alternative arrangements. So I'd say very, very calm and measured, but it's just the first day. And then when I ask people, you know, are you concerned about coming back? Not really. People are like, I just want to get there. And then I'll worry about coming back when I have to come back. So far, very calm. No one that angry at the moment. But as I said, it's just the first day of the dispute.
We heard the Taoiseach Simon Harris there talking about how people won't be forgiven for disrupting the travelling plans of tens of thousands of people and particularly families. Are you seeing a split between people travelling on their own and families who may have theme park tickets booked or may have package holidays booked and therefore are suffering a greater level of being discommoded?
Yeah, Anton, I'm in Dublin Airport and the little faces, everyone, you know, they're so excited. Anyone with kids, to be honest, I've been staying well away from because I can see the stressed faces on the mothers trying to get everyone herded off. And they're all just so excited about going away on their holidays while the mother is busy sweating, running after them with bags and the lot. So, you know, I think it's very hard on families, and anyone I've been speaking to has said that that's where their concerns are. You know, I was speaking to one woman and she was like, look, I'm travelling out on my own. I'm only going to London. It affected me a little bit, but I'm okay. My sympathy is going to all these families. As I said, the excited little faces, you know, they're in their Supermax or going to McDonald's. I can hear the mammies and daddies saying, we're off on our big trip. And, you know, I can hear them then quietly saying to each other, we will be okay getting back though, won't we? We don't have to worry about that, don't we? So yeah, look, it's an anxious time. I'm a mum of two. I would be really worried about it as well. And you know, your holidays, you save up for it. One man I was speaking to is going to the Grand Prix. He's going to Formula One and his flight was changed, you know? So people save for this. So you can imagine the stress that people are facing. But as I said, so far this morning, you know, it's only 9 a.m. Everyone is calm, but they did tell me that they have been warned in the emails that Aer Lingus sent out that they did say that up until you board, your flight isn't necessarily safe. So I'm not airside, but the other side is fine. But I don't know what's happening airside, if anything has been disrupted that end, but I haven't heard of anything so far.
Stephanie, thank you very much for that. That's our own Stephanie Roan at Dublin Airport. And as Stephanie was saying, she has been talking to people at the airport. Let's have a bit of a listen to what they had to say.
Well, if we get on the plane in the next couple of hours, we won't be. But yeah, we're already a day early. We should have been tomorrow, but we're today. So instead of going direct to Austria, we are going through Heathrow. The text and emailed. So yeah, to just text new itinerary, cancelled it, and give us the new date. So as long as we get off the ground and get landed in Heathrow and then get our connecting flight, like, which is a bit of a nuisance, but at least we're getting there.
Were you annoyed by it, or were you like, look, we'll just get on with it?
It did put us out because we were travelling a day early. We had to take extra holidays. We had to book an extra night in the hotel. But better get there early, I suppose, than get there late.
And what's in Austria?
Formula One.
So, but it's the Red Bull Ring.
And I can only imagine then, if you're going to the Grand Prix and everything, this is a trip. This is like a big, huge thing.
It's huge amount of money for the ticket.
And yeah, normally, because when you're going away, when you're going on holidays for a couple of weeks, you're looking forward to it. Or for that time, you know, every day you're counting down the days. I mean, this time it was just stress, anxiety, because all it was will our flight be cancelled? Will we be going? Will we be going? See, you couldn't actually look forward to your holiday.
And where are you going?
Rome.
Oh, beautiful, yeah, beautiful. Yeah. So you didn't have to change anything?
No, nothing so far. So we're just waiting now to see. Hopefully the plane will be there then.
And on your way, who are you flying home with?
Aer Lingus as well.
And when is that?
The 4th. Bit unsure about that one, but hoping it will be sorted by then.
Where are you going?
London.
Okay. And were you any stress in the lead up to it?
No, nothing, because basically I checked online. We booked directly with Aer Lingus and we checked online. And so our flight wasn't one of the flights that they said was going to be cancelled. But they said don't assume anything until you get to the gate. So we've just checked our bag and we'll just see. Yeah. I feel really sorry for the families, you know, that are off to holidays and they're worrying about being able to get back and stuff. So no, we're just going for 2 nights. We're fine.
The key when you have these kind of events is you just have to be flexible. So we have cushion of time when our departure time can be delayed and it doesn't affect us in a return time.
What do you feel about the strike? Do you understand?
They're looking for a pay increase, aren't they?
24%.
Yeah, well, I guess. You know, I mean, I think the thing about airlines is that it's kind of becoming like a bus service, so I think they're under a lot of pressure. And I think that I know from people who've trained as pilots, you put a lot of money into training to be a pilot, so you have to be paid properly for that. And it is a highly skilled job, not everybody can do it. So I'm always for people who are looking for pay increases. But I guess it's becoming an industry where there's not that many margins, so it's more and more difficult, I guess, for the airlines to give pilots what they need. I don't know.
Where are you heading off to?
Spain.
And will you be impacted coming back, do you know?
Worry about it then.
And where are you going in Spain?
Salou.
So any concerns about it?
No, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to let it impact the journey yet. You know what I mean? I'll worry about it later.
Where are you after?
Thailand.
Yeah, we were quite worried. We thought our flight would get delayed into London. So yeah, it was quite stressful.
And how are you about coming back?
Well, we're avoided Aer Lingus altogether. So it's good. Yeah, it's just our flight from here to London is over with Aer Lingus, so
okay, once but you're you good? Get
to yeah, seems sure. So far. Oh, we're checking in now, so hopefully.
Okay, all good. Okay, yeah. Fingers crossed, guys. Enjoy Thailand. Where are you going in Thailand?
We're flying into Bangkok and then going to all the islands and ending up in Phuket. So
My flight should have been 8:50 coming back on Sunday evening, and they changed it at 8:00 in the morning, which means I lose a day.
So you're going over to visit someone, is it?
I'm going out for a family wedding.
And are you okay? Do you think it's going and everything is okay this morning?
So far, as I hope it's going. I think it's going. I haven't been told anything else. Things could change. It takes a minute, as they say.
Are you any nervous about being impacted by the strike?
No, not at all.
How come?
Because once I'm over there, I'm over there. I don't care about coming back.
Where are you going?
Salou. Me, the missus and the 4 kids.
Was there any stress with the flight over at all?
No, it was all plain sailing. We're flying with a different airline, so it was all grand.
Okay, and who are you coming back with?
Unfortunately, Aer Lingus.
Okay, so you might get stranded in Spain, you poor thing.
Oh, God love me. That's the best place to be stranded, isn't it?
There you go, Stephanie Rowan at Dublin Airport. I'm joined by Claire Dunn, who is CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Is that a common view? Just get me out and I'll worry about getting back later?
It seems to be, yeah. We've been talking to quite a few of our members have been talking to quite a few of our customers, and the main concern amongst people at the moment is get me on my holidays, get me out there. I'll worry about it when I'm out there and I'm going to relax and just forget about all of this, and then we'll worry about trying to get home. I suppose people can work from home as well, though, too, that some people can work from home. So the concern where we would have had years ago, you have to get back to the office. In many, not everybody, obviously, but in many cases, people are just putting the laptop in the bag and say, right, if I'm stuck in Spain, right, I'll do my work from there.
And what about the uncertainty? Because we heard there from Stephanie that there are people who are going airside in Dublin Airport and they're being told until you are wheels up, you're not guaranteed you're going.
And this is true as far as we can see. Now, as your reporter was saying, Stephanie was saying, it's calm at the airport this morning. I've been watching all the departures anxiously myself this morning and everything is going. There have been some delays, but those flights are actually going. Our concern was that if a delay happened, that the crew would then say they weren't going to go. That hasn't happened yet, but it is a huge concern, particularly for an inbound flight. If an inbound aircraft is delayed, the crew may say, well, no, but by the time I get back, I'm going to be out of hours, so I'm not going to go. It hasn't happened yet, but it could happen. And that would be the worst of all worlds for people. I know Stephanie was describing families at the airport this morning with the little faces and the bags packed. Can you imagine then if you're sitting there and they don't, you can't actually go and you have to go home and you have your freezer empty and your house locked up and you're going like, OK, lads, we're back home again.
So can I just wrap my head around this? In terms of how the worked rule actually operates, it used to be the case, I assume, that if you discover that the crew is out of hours, you put in a call to somebody and say, can you jump on a jump seat of XY aircraft, get yourself out to wherever and bring that plane back? Exactly. Now the answer would be, no, I'm not doing
it. Well, now they're not answering the phone, so they won't even know you're looking for them and they're not accessing their portal. So they won't know about that. So they're not going to answer any calls out of work hours. So there won't be anybody to call to get them to do that.
So that means that if a crew goes out of hours, the plane, the crew and all of the passengers sit there for 12, 24 hours until they come
Very
back into hours.
I don't know, but that's the fear. That's absolutely the fear.
What are you seeing in terms of Aer Lingus's capacity to stay on top of all of the communications? Because if we do have thousands, tens of thousands potentially of passengers impacted, that's a huge degree of logistics for them to stay abreast of.
I have to say, so far, so good for them. They have been really, really good and they've been extremely helpful for our members. They've kept in constant contact with us. They're keeping us up to date all the time. And their communication system is working very, very well. They're updating their website very quickly as soon as they're making the decisions on the flights. And they're trying to make decisions to cut flights that are having minimal impact, apart from the strike on Saturday, which, like, that's all out for 8 hours. There's nothing they can do about that. But the work to rule, they seem to be trying to concentrate on routes that they have multiple flights on and on the more business routes rather than the holiday routes. And from a communication point of view, I have to really compliment our colleagues in head office in Aer Lingus. They have been superb.
You're CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association. What was the reaction when it was realised that the last ditch attempt at the Labour Court had come to naught?
Oh, Anton, the disappointment yesterday, last night, I was flooded with emails and WhatsApp messages from all our members. We were so hopeful yesterday. Everybody was like, okay, thumbs up, like, let's go, you know, we're going to do this. We could not believe, I mean, we were, to say disappointed was, to put it mildly, that the Labour Court just said, no, we've nothing we can do. I mean, surely at this stage, I mean, I heard the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach yesterday calling on both parties to get together. We're calling on the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach now to find somebody, either themselves, to talk to both parties to get them together, not to resolve it themselves, but to persuade them to get into a room. Or surely there must be somebody within government or within government agencies that can actually get these people in a room. I mean, people have mentioned people like Ciarán Mulvey or somebody of that ilk who would be a respected, independent person that can get these people in a room in a respectful, sensible manner and get them talking.
The difficulty seems to be, though, the positions are, in respect of each other, extreme. I mean, if you have pilots saying we need, which they are, we want a pay increase double that which was arranged by every other union. And if you have the airline saying we won't even talk about that until you change flexibility and until you change productivity, it's very hard to see how you bring those softly closer together.
I would just say that the Good Friday Agreement was achieved. So surely to heavens, this is an airline pilot dispute. You know, yes, they're intransigent, but there is a solution out there. And we're calling on FORSA as well to get involved because thousands of their other members are being impacted by this. You know, their holidays are being cancelled. So surely somebody in FORSA can talk to IALPA and get these people together.
As you look ahead, in the absence of there being a resolution, what's your expectation in terms of when this is going to bite the most? You have the strike, there is the work to rule. When is that going to become deeply problematic
for
passengers?
We are concerned about the cumulative effect of this. I mean, if as we described earlier on, if we start to see cancellations due to delays, then the knock-on effects of that will be pretty catastrophic. At the moment, as I say, Aer Lingus seem to be able to manage it pretty well. It depends, I suppose, on how this worked rule actually goes, how rigid the pilots are with the worked rule, and will they, you know, do the go a little bit extra to get the flights out, get the flights back, or are they going to absolutely not cooperate at all? We don't know.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.